This is Ozarks at Large. An ordinance that places limitations on how justices of the peace can bring items before the quorum court is heading to the full Washington County Quorum Court after it passed through the County Services Committee Monday evening. The ordinance, which was sponsored by Justice of the Peace Jim Wilson, requires all proposed ordinances to go through a committee before being placed on the agenda for consideration by the full court. It also prohibits proposed ordinances from being raised a second time within a year if an ordinance was voted down the first time around. Justice of the Peace Lisa Ecke spoke in favor of the ordinance, saying requiring ordinances to go through committees first creates more time for discussion and fine-tuning before those ordinances show up on the agenda for the full quorum court. Other JPs don't see it that way. Justice of the Peace Suki Heyer says the proposal is unnecessary.
I'll just start off with my questions. I'd like to know why this is needed. Why is this change needed? Having trouble understanding why we need to have this, why we had an entire meeting about this one ordinance. I'd also like to ask the county attorney if is the prohibition on bringing back an ordinance within a year, is this constitutional? I'm not really sure on that point.
Following Monday's committee meeting, County Attorney Brian Lester told us an ordinance is presumed constitutional and the burden of providing otherwise rests with the challenging party. Justice of the Peace Eva Madison also spoke against the ordinance. Like Hires, Madison is one of the five Democrats serving on the quorum court. The other 10 JPs are Republicans. Madison says the ordinance is an attempt to silence the minority.
I brought an ordinance forth to the court and it basically, y'all didn't like it. So you're trying to prevent the minority party from ever having any voice. You're going to take everything to a committee where you have the majority strategically designed to silence us. We were all elected just as you were. And it is not fair. And I think you should think about the day that the tables are turned, if that's the way you would want to be treated.
Madison is referring to an ordinance she drafted that sets out how the county should spend about $4.5 million in federal CARES Act funding. That proposal was introduced in the February quorum court meeting and remains on the agenda after failing to get enough votes to pass. Madison says the ordinance to limit how proposals are brought to the court is obstructionist.
And it's very disturbing, and I do not believe this ordinance is constitutional. And I think that all this is going to do is buy this county an expensive lawsuit.
Justices of the Peace Robert Dennis and Jim Wilson voted in favor of advancing the ordinance. Suki Heyer and Evelyn Rio Stafford voted against it. Sean Simmons and Butch Pond abstained, and County Services Committee Chair Sam Duncan cast the deciding vote to send the proposal for consideration by the full quorum court, which will have its regular meeting on March 18th at 6 p.m. When Rio Stafford attempted to table the proposal until April, Duncan declined to recognize her and instead called for the vote.